Gabby DiRusso is an FFA member from the Smyrna chapter in Delaware. Gabby, go ahead and tell me about yourself.
I'm currently a senior at Smyrna High School in Smyrna, Delaware. I've been an FFA member since 7th grade, so about 5-6 years in the FFA. I'm a vice president of my chapter, and through my ag classes in high school and my FFA experiences, I've really found a passion for international agriculture and animal science, so I hope my career will do something along with that and I can work alongside FFA.
Gabby, have you had any recent experiences that kind of globaled your interest?
Yeah, definitely. This past summer, I was lucky enough to be a World Agronomy International intern with the World Food Prize. So that entailed me traveling to Costa Rica and living in Costa Rica for 8 weeks. And I was able to work on the integrated livestock farm down there and do research in different crossbreeds of dairy cattle, as well as experience the culture and different agriculture down in Costa Rica.
And where did all this begin? FFA, and how'd that curb your interest?
So it all began with FFA, with my ag advisors introducing me to the World Food Prize and introducing me to the different opportunities. And then each thing I've gotten to experience has just grown my interest and my love for agriculture, and specifically international agriculture and what I want to do with that.
And what experiences in Costa Rica helped you build more into your future career?
Definitely seeing the differences between American agriculture and Costa Rican agriculture by being able to see the different farms and production systems, and also being able to see how there's individual people doing individual things that are making a big difference, and looking at those things and seeing how we can to exponentialize them and make them big and to really make a difference and improve agriculture.
You've been in FFA since seventh grade.
Seventh grade.
So you've been in this organization a very long time and certainly built up.
Yeah, definitely. My high school experience and my middle school experience was made through FFA. It's gotten me so many opportunities, and it showed me what I really love to do, and I'm so gracious that I'm able to find that.
And looking into the future, Gabby, you are currently a senior. What are your future plans?
My future plans are to attend a university and major in animal science and international agriculture, and hopefully find a career somewhere in that.
Gabby, what would be your most proudest moment through all the experience you've had in FFA?
I think the proudest moment was being able to come home and talk to my ag advisors about all that I did this summer and be able to show them what I did and thank them for giving me the opportunity.
Your FFA advisor is a really important part of the FFA process.
Definitely.
How supportive were they through this process?
I can honestly say that without my ag advisors, this process would not have been possible. All four of them helped me from beginning to end and continually helped me and helped me to be able to do this.
And Gabby, as a senior, what would be your advice to younger members looking to pursue opportunities within FFA?
To always keep looking at FFA, even if you find something you don't like or this is not just for me, just keep going and keep learning and doing opportunities, because you will find something that you love in FFA and something that really makes a difference for you.
Gabby, is there anything else that you would like to mention about your trip and being part of FFA?
I think one thing that I've definitely learned is that no matter your education level, how old you are, whatever, as one person, individual, you can make a difference and really just do something that impacts a lot of people.
That's Gabby DiRusso from the Smyrna FFA chapter in Delaware. Thank you so much, Gabby.
Thank you.
For FFA Today, I'm Kelsey Litchfield.